Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. Oh my God, I almost forgot how to do this. It's crazy, but it's been such a long break for me. And it wasn't because of the lack of motivation. I was just having a really rough first month of the year. It was actually crazy. So the plan was to record a New Year's pressure episode, but now it's already February, so it's kind of a bit late for that now, but I'm gonna do it anyways because I just feel like the new year can put a lot of pressure on us with all those New Year resolutions. And yeah, but honestly, it doesn't really matter if it's the new year or not. I just feel like we all sometimes feel some pressure on just having a great life in general, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like there are a lot of expectations that we hold upon ourselves, but also that just come from society and social media, because yeah, sometimes it can just feel overwhelming to just have this picture of how life is supposed to look, and then having your own little chaotic life that just doesn't really fit that picture perfect, which is totally fine, because honestly, no one is perfect and no life is ever perfect. But yeah, I feel like especially around the new year, there's a lot of pressure to get your life together and start working out again and yeah, set all these healthy habits and I don't know, just have your life look a certain way. The thing is, yeah, as I said, life will never be perfect. And I just really got a taste of that this first month of the year. So let me just tell you about my January real quick, because I love setting intentions and New Year resolutions. I just love that. And I was so ready to get my life together and have this beautiful routine and all that and stick to my goals and habits. But yeah, life just sometimes happens and then everything looks a bit different. So my New Year started with me fostering a puppy. And for everyone listening who doesn't know, I live in Bali right now. And I felt like I had the perfect lifestyle for a puppy because I don't go out much. I mean, I don't party often and I have a pretty chill lifestyle right now. And I know that a puppy is a big responsibility, so I didn't want to adopt one. I just wanted to foster one. So I got this really cute puppy, Luna, and I just fell in love with her. She is adorable. But yeah, so she came here and I did some research before on fostering, and usually the shelter is pretty open with you about the health status of your puppy and everything around the puppy that you should know. Yeah, so Luna came to my place and she immediately started coughing and had some other symptoms. So it turned out that she was a bit sick. So I took her to the vet and I also paid for the bills because, yeah, the shelter always needs financial support. And I was just like, okay, I can handle some medical bills. That's fine. Yeah, as I said, I wasn't adopting her. I was just fostering. So usually the shelter helps you out with bills and all that. Long story short, so she got sicker and sicker and I almost paid 200 euros and I'm not a rich girl, so that was already a lot for me. So yeah, and of course a puppy is a lot of work. Like, puppies are full of energy and they're a huge responsibility. You literally give up your life for a puppy, I feel like. She wouldn't sleep the night through. I had to walk her once at night and like, I don't know, maybe 5 times throughout the day. And she was so full of energy and I couldn't get any work done with that puppy in my house. And I already knew that it was a lot of work. So I was like, yeah, it's fine. But I wasn't signing up for a sick puppy. And I know it's not a project. It's a living puppy. And it's not her fault that she was sick or anything. But the thing is, it just didn't get any better. And at one morning, she started vomiting in my room all over the place and I felt so bad for her. Like, don't get me wrong, I was mainly just concerned about her health because she was the most adorable thing ever and I felt so bad for her that her condition just didn't seem to get better. But then I reached out to the shelter because I couldn't handle the medical bills, because now her like having diarrhea and vomiting, I assumed that the medical bill would be way too high for me after already paying 200 euros. So what I did is I texted the shelter and asked for some financial help. And they said that they couldn't give me that, but they can take her to their own vet. So I gave Luna back to the shelter for them to take care of her, take her to the vet. And yeah, I got some updates, but it was a really hard decision because she was the cutest thing ever. And I felt so bad for giving her back to the shelter and not being able to take care of all that myself. But I guess I just underestimated the effort to take care of a sick puppy. A puppy is already a lot, but a sick puppy is a lot. And then I talked to some friends who also had experience with fostering, and they said that the shelter they were fostering with, they gave them way more support. And I just figured that the shelter, I mean, I don't get me wrong, like, I am so grateful for the work that shelter does because they're saving so many dogs here in Bali. But I just didn't feel like I got the support that I needed because, yeah, I just don't have the capacity to take care of a really sick puppy. And I felt so bad for giving her back after this. And she's now at the shelter. She recovered, but it took a while. And I don't know what her health status is right now because she lives with so many puppies in a small area. So it's very likely that she didn't fully recover from everything because they keep infecting each other, which is so sad. But yeah, I decided to take a break from the puppies, and if I would do it a second time, I would pick another shelter, do more research on the shelter. And yeah, so as I said, still grateful for the work the shelter does, but I just would need a bit more support, especially financially, if I would get a second foster puppy. But yeah, so then I myself got sick again, and honestly, like, since I came here to Bali, I was sick like 50% of the time, I'd say. And it turned out I had salmonella, which is a stomach disease, and there are different types of salmonellas, and I think I had like 5 of them. And yeah, so I got really sick myself for like 2 weeks, and I've been on antibiotics for like 16 days now, I think. And yeah, my health was just not good, and I was just so depressed and frustrated that my health just didn't seem to improve since I came here to Bali like 5 months ago. I've been struggling constantly with my health. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm only complaining now. To shorten this up, I am fostering 2 kittens now, which really wasn't planned, but a friend of mine found them in the dumpster. And oh my gosh, this is such a wild January. But yeah, basically, she couldn't keep them. They're only 1 month old, so I have them now, taking care of them. And they have a stomach disease that can spread to humans, which is not ideally right now because I have a pretty weak stomach right now. But anyways, that's been my January. So as you can see, it didn't work out quite well with my perfect start into the new year with new habits and this perfect lifestyle. And I just felt a lot of pressure, which brings us back to the topic, pressure. I just feel like sometimes we are being so hard on ourselves. And for example, I feel like I worked a lot on my mindset, but still, when I was sick and bad and struggling with my sick puppy and my sick kittens, I was just not really gentle on myself. The only thing I could think about was me not getting my workouts done, being sick in bed, like worrying about working out. What the fuck? I just felt this pressure because I saw all the people in my social media feed just sticking to their goals, working, doing workouts, preparing their beautiful breakfast and all that. And I was just sick and bad. But it's not my fault that I was sick. It was not my fault that my puppy got sick. And it's not my fault that my kittens got sick. It's a really weird pattern, but there's a lot of sickness in my life right now. So I know that I just have to be extra gentle with myself. And honestly, we just have to acknowledge that life isn't perfect. And even though in some people's Instagram feed it might look like it, but it's actually not. So please don't beat yourself up for not meeting your New Year's intentions, New Year's resolutions. If you set yourself some big goals and you haven't been able to stick up to them, don't beat yourself up. It's not your fault, because sometimes the spirit of the new year just makes us set such high goals for ourselves that are just not achievable. Because, for example, if you haven't been working out before in 2024 and you set yourself a goal for 25 to work out 5 times a week, that's just not achievable. I mean, for some people, for some crazy people it might be, but if now in February you have already neglecting that goal and you only have been working out once a week or maybe not at all, then let me tell you, it's not your fault. Maybe the goals you have been setting for yourself are just a bit too high. Maybe you should try to set some realistic goals for yourself, because sometimes we just have expectations that are just too high for us. We shouldn't compare ourselves to others. We shouldn't compare our lives to the life of others. We should let go of those expectations. I said that before in some other episodes, I think, but expectations are just the worst thing ever. You should completely let go of any expectations on yourself or on others, because expectations are just horrible. It's beautiful to have goals and dreams and to stick to habits that lead you to those goals, but expectations, get rid of them. They're horrible. They're so unhealthy, because if you have expectations on how something is supposed to look and supposed to go, life will just fuck it up, because life is chaotic and you can't plan life. You can have some plans, but there's no guarantee that everything will go as planned, because life is a big chaos and you can have a goal, but maybe you should make peace with the thought of more flexible goals and more flexible habits, because maybe you have a sick puppy, or maybe you get sick yourself for 3 weeks, or you get sick kittens. So if you have these expectations on what your January is supposed to look and then life just hits you in the face, you will feel so bad about yourself and you will feel so disappointed by not meeting your expectations. So it's best to just not have any. And my goal is still to work out regularly and to get my work done and to stick to my habits. But if life gets in between, that's fine, because I will let go of the expectations of what my month is supposed to look like. I will just do my best every day, keep my goals in mind, but don't pressure myself to meet any unrealistic expectations, because my life is just messy and sometimes it's just not possible to work out, and sometimes it's not possible to release a podcast episode because I'm just sick in bed or dealing with some other shit. So I think the biggest thing I want to tell you today is make peace with life's messiness and stop comparing your life to the ones of others. Let go of expectations, because as much as we might want to, life doesn't always look like one of those perfect Instagram feeds, because those Instagram feeds are not real. They don't show every messy little details of your life or the life of others. So life will never actually look like this. So the best thing we can do is just to take life more easy. Just enjoy your life how it is right now, because life is beautiful and we should just embrace the chaos and just take everything as it comes. Pursue your goals with some more fun and more ease, because life is not that serious. Honestly, like, everything around us is just a made-up concept. We made up society. It's not actually a real thing, you know what I mean? Of course, you should like follow some rules, and I mean, you need to get a job, but if you think about it, it's not that serious. At some point, you will die and nobody will care in 100 or 200 years what you did and if you did stick out to your workout in January 2025. So it might sound strange to like think about your mortality, but sometimes it takes off a lot of pressure to remember we only have a certain amount of time and everything we're stressing about won't matter when we're old. And yeah, as I said, in 200 years when we will not even be there anymore. So many things we're stressing about are not even that serious. So just try to take life a bit less serious, because actually no one cares but you. Your life and what you're doing is not as important as we sometimes think. And this might sound a bit depressing right now, but as I said, it can also just take off a bit of that pressure. We are not as important as we think we are. it actually doesn't matter as much as we sometimes think. And to bring a bit of a more positive thought into all of this, just honor where you are at right now. Because you might be beating yourself up for not sticking to your workout routine. But remember how often you already showed up for your workouts. And you might beat yourself up for not getting a certain project done. But look at the projects that you already completed. Look at everything you have in your life already, everything you built already, everything you are already, and just allow yourself to that be enough. You are enough, your life is enough, and where you are at is enough. Just appreciate everything around you. There's so much to be grateful for. And even though you might not be exactly where you want to be because you have some goals. As I said, goals are a great thing. Have some goals. It's important to have like a purpose, something you're going for. But all you have is this moment right now, right here. And it doesn't make sense to beat yourself up for not being anywhere else because you can't change where you're at right now. So just take a moment to appreciate the moment, to appreciate the people that you have in your life, to appreciate the life that you built for yourself, as messy as it might be. It's beautiful. Life is a gift and we should enjoy every moment that we get. It's always a decision what you want your mindset to be like. You can always see the negative in something, but you can also decide to see the positive in something. It's all interpretation, okay? I mean, I could say I have those two kittens that are contagious and might make me sick again. And I could see that as a really negative thing. But I could also rephrase it and say, I have these adorable two little kittens and I'm taking care of them. And I'm so grateful to have them in my life and be able to cuddle them whenever I want to because they're so freaking cuddly and I love that. And they are adorable. They're so sweet. So yeah, it's all about mindset. It's all about how you interpret things. So it's your decision. If you want to see the positive things in your life, focus on the positive and allow yourself to see that as enough. Or if you want to focus on the negative and everything that you are lacking in your life right now, it's your decision. So I feel like it's a simple one. I just try my best to see the positive in everything. I oftentimes fail. I'm not saying that I was super happy in January with all this happening, but I'm proud of myself because I did quite a good job in staying positive most of the time and just accepting that I can't change the things that are happening. All I can do is just make the best of it. So yeah, I hope this episode could take some of that pressure off of you. And if you are also not quite happy with how January went, you're not alone and it's okay. Just let go of the expectations and take February as it comes. It might also not be perfect. It probably also won't be perfect, but just embrace the messiness, just take everything as it comes and see the positive in it. So that's everything I had to say. I hope I didn't rant too much about my January. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening and I hope to see you next week when I don't get sick or whatever, fingers crossed. And yeah, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating because that would really help me grow the podcast. And yeah, see you soon, guys. Bye.